Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a social comedy, and it's called Late Night.
This involves Emma Thompson playing an aging talk show host who is about to be fired because she's no longer relevant. Mindy Kaling, who wrote the screenplay, is hired really as a token, and she's trying to shake things up a bit and make Emma Thompson more relevant. Emma plays a nasty character. Mindy, to me, is a walk-on character. This is supposed to be funny.
Right. It's a story about a wannabe comedy writer who invades the largely white male bastion of the writer's room, and she battles sexism and ageism and racism with those comic barbs. To my way of thinking, it's just a bit too conventional for its own good.
Exactly. And I really liked Mindy Kaling. That's why I went to this film. And because I used to watch The Office series, she was very good in that production. But this was quite a disappointment.
Yeah, Emma Thompson really carries the day with her character. She plays one of the most difficult roles, and that is a character that is not very likable that you have to like.
Yes, you want to root for. But who cares?
Yeah, because she's such a nasty character. It's the same thing that Meryl Streep did in The Devil Wears Prada, but I thought that that one worked a little bit better, mainly because I thought the writing was sharper in The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes, I agree.
And Mindy Kaling, although I liked her a lot better than you did, I think that she specifically wrote this character to highlight all of the difficulties that a woman has in the contemporary workplace, but she was so laid back that it almost didn't register.
I agree with that. John Lithgow makes a cameo appearance as a very submissive husband to Emma.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.